Yeah. Hip, hip, mama, itty, oh, 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 oh. Oh, I hit it. Mama, itty, oh, 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 mama, itty, oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Mama, itty, oh, 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 mama, itty, oh, oh.
I'm Emma.
I'm Kiana.
I'm Tanasia.
I'm Lila.
And I'm Badilla. And we're
the Perfect 10 After School.
And we love to be a part of WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, celebrating creative community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Yay!
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids' movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Twin Wolves Healing Arts, your local holistic health community located in Old Chatham. Twin Wolves offers a variety of services, including sauna, cold plunge, and red light therapy. Information and scheduling at twinwolvesheal.com. By phone at 518-596-7057 or by email at hi@twinwolvesheal.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Joan E. Hunt of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Thank you for listening to WGXC 90.7 Acra Catskill Hudson Radio for Open Ears.
And you're listening to 90.7
FM
WGXC
Acra.
Cup of coffee for your head. It'll get you up and going out of bed. And I promise that one day I'll feel fine. And I promise that one day I'll feel alright. Cup of coffee with the right amount of sugar, how you like it. And I'll make a cup of coffee with the right amount of sugar, how you like it. How you like it. It's okay, I'll knock on your door, but
Yeah.
Can we, like, start the song like that? I just made two cups of coffee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Rizzler
and DJ Pepper.
DJ Rizzler and DJ Pepper. Today, we have a nice, chill show. We're going to try to give you a relaxing vibe today because everybody at the clubhouse seems to have had a long day. So we're going to go into some coffee songs. Or actually, we're going to go into Rod Wave, Girl of My Dreams. If it will work, we're having some technical difficulties, as always. You know how it be. But we hope your day has been going smooth, so we are going to play you Into Coffee. We have a lot of songs named Coffee today. Let's see how many of them we get through.
Coffee, but you're not here to drink it now. Forgot you left before the morning. Guess I'll never know who you're thinking about.
For a second, now you in the news. Girl, you wasn't hot, you posted your own nudes.
Open my eyes, what do I see? Imagine a bird being lost.
I just made two cups of coffee.
Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I am joined with
DJ Rizzler
and
DJ Pepper.
And we got a nice, relaxing show. Before we get into the fun stuff like the Would You Rathers and the Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader, we're going to do some nice community shout-outs because Wave Farm is impossible without the community. And the great thing about community is if you know somebody in the community, you're part of the community too. So first of all, music of the park. I can't believe I haven't been shouting that out. At Dutchman's, which is 10 Main Street, it's a nice open park. And every Thursday for the summer, they have free live entertainment. And there's a nice shop, too, right next to a cheeseburger stand, ice cream stand. Nice good stuff. So that's pretty cool. That's every Thursday at 10 Main Street. And we also got the End of Lane Farm. That's getting restocked. Normally, I don't shout out things that have costs, have monetary things. But they do a lot of good stuff. They donate a lot of their stuff to food banks. So I think they deserve the shout out personally. And that is located across from 601 Sutton Road, Cornwallville, New York, 12418. Open 24/7. So that's pretty cool. You can stop by at midnight if you got a craving for some tomatoes and get those tomatoes. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah. Also, you have to use a cash or check or Venmo.
Thank you. So yeah, that's pretty cool. And then we're going to go into the Catskill Farmers Market. That's been happening every Sunday. Well, not every Sunday. Every other Sunday, it seems, down by Water Street. So this is going to be a class with Chef George Salter. He runs the juice branch in Catskill. He ran the one in Hudson, too, sadly. That isn't here anymore. But I know him. He's a pretty cool guy. And he's really good at cooking. I've bought some food from him before. He knows what he's doing. So if you want to learn some stuff like that, you can stop on by on these Sundays. August 10th, August 31st, and October 19th. And that is Sunday, 11 a.m. And then we got the food pantry. Unfortunately, it has closed for today, but it is open every Friday. So that's pretty cool. It's open from 1 to 4 p.m., and it is held at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. Healthy food is a right. And that seems to be it for today. So now we're going to go into some nice fun facts. You guys want to take turns reading this, or do you want me to read it?
Yeah, I think we should take turns.
All right. Here you go. This is all about sleep. That's what I picked for today.
Brainy sleep facts. Dream duration. On average, people dream for about 2 hours each night, even if they don't remember them.
Do you guys remember your dreams?
All the time.
Never.
And most of them are bad.
Bad? Like nightmares?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that, bud. I hate when I have a nightmare.
Actually, I'm not able to wake up when I have my nightmares. I have to guess if they're real or not. I have these things where I have, like, I'm in bed, I don't, like, get up and, like, walk around, but, like, I, like, fall asleep, and when if I have, like, a dream, I have to guess if it's real or not, and, like, if I'm in reality.
I know. I hate that feeling. There are some tricks to do to know if you're in a dream. One is to actually take your skin and just try to stretch it. For some reason, in a dream, it will stretch out super far. And that's one that I've used and actually works. The first time I tried it, I was so freaked out. It's such a weird thing. Dreams in general are so weird. And I have a question for you, DJ Pepper.
What?
How much caffeine do you consume?
A lot.
See, I had a feeling. Because even if you can still sleep good, caffeine actually makes you forget your dreams if you have it at a certain point in the day.
Caffeine actually makes me fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some people that are like that.
Indeed, there are. That's a thing correlated with ADHD. It's not exclusively with people with ADHD, but a lot of people with ADHD do get a little sleepy if they have caffeine.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom says they're called night terrors.
Oh, okay, got you. Sleep cycles. A typical sleep cycle lasts about 90 minutes, and we go through several of these cycles each night.
What?
Yeah. So they say if you wake up feeling tired, it's because you woke up in the middle of a sleep cycle. Uh-oh. Even if you don't get much sleep, if you just finish a sleep cycle, your brain is tricked into thinking, oh.
Hello, everybody. Sorry for technical difficulties. We are back. Some things went wrong, but that won't stop us from having a great time.
When did y'all...
My friend DJ Big Mac was just talking about some sleep facts. Speaking of, do you have some animal fun facts you would like to present us with?
All right, man. So...
Oh, he's ready for this. He
I haven't studied any animals recently, but I do know a couple of cool facts about certain animals. One really cool fact is kangaroos. A kangaroo, whenever they get pregnant, in their actual, like, uterus, the baby will grow from an embryo to its youngest stage. And then from that point, the baby will be born and will have to crawl up the kangaroo's coat and into the pouch. So when the baby is born, you can actually see it through the pouch, too. The pouch isn't, like, coated. When you look into the pouch, you can see all of the kangaroo's organs. And when the baby is born, it's not born in the pouch. It's born out where the vagina is on the kangaroo, and it crawls up its fur to get into the pouch.
That's pretty cool.
Very interesting.
It is interesting to learn about how animals give birth. Because, you know, seahorses, the males carry the baby.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting position to be in.
For the female whiptail lizard.
Oh, really?
They're an all-female species.
That's crazy. How do you learn about all these fun facts?
I really just pay attention in biology.
Well, there we go, folks. So, we're going to do a few more sleep fun facts, and then maybe go to a would you rather. How does that sound, guys?
Good.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
I'm good with that, too.
So, we're going to do some animal sleeps, because we got to combine DJ Big Mac's animal fun facts and some sleep fun facts. A little bit of a collab today.
Yeah.
So, dolphin sleep. Dolphins sleep with one half of their brain at a time, allowing them to come up for air while sleeping. That's pretty wonky.
Most fish actually sleep with half of their brain asleep.
Imagine only being half asleep. That's just me.
Half
guys.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, since I haven't had caffeine in a couple of days, that's been me.
I feel that. You know, have you been dreaming more?
No.
Oh. See, I have a hypothesis that caffeine stops you from sleeping. We were just talking about this earlier.
For me, it makes me tired, but after, like, 5 minutes, it just wakes me up really quick.
That's interesting. Would you like to read this one? DJ Rizzler. Hey, that's his DJ name, guys.
Alright. Giraffe naps. Giraffes only need about 30 minutes to 2 hours of sleep per day. Often take short naps standing up.
Imagine sleeping while standing.
Imagine just waking up to a lion just pouncing at you.
Oh no,
you're just standing there and all of a sudden you wake up to see Mufasa just pouncing at your face.
That would be an interesting experience. It reminds me of this one meme.
And another fun fact, lions have a vertical jump of about 72 inches.
That is taller than me, I think.
They can jump.
That's 6 feet. Yeah, that's taller than me.
They can literally jump from where they stand onto. Oh, nah.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, my
that, that's
God.
That's the meme I was talking about.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. They love each other.
The poor monkey.
So, for those of you who can't see, it's a... What is that? Is that a cheetah?
Yeah, it's
a cheetah with a monkey.
Like a jaguar.
So, some sort of feline. It may be a jaguar. And it's just playing with this baby monkey. It's just cuddling it,
yeah,
chewing on it
a
little bit.
That's not a cheetah. That's not a cheetah. That looks more...
Cheeto.
It's not a cheetah. It's more or less looking like a jaguar to me.
So, yeah. It's just like... Its mama instincts are kicking in to take care of this baby monkey. But the baby monkey is not having it. He is terrified.
So another thing about motherly instincts among different animals. For gorillas, if there's ever a fight that breaks out in the pack and a baby is dropped, it doesn't matter who the mother is of which child, a mother of a child, which is not that kid that got dropped, will come and grab the baby and take it away from the chaos.
Aw.
You gotta love
Mother Instincts.
Mother Instincts, indeed.
And another fun fact about gorillas, when in their packs, basically, they all raise a child together. So it's community. All joint. So
joint custody.
Bethany, let me see the kids.
But yeah. DJ Rizzler's face.
But yeah, it's all about really like a joint custody kind of raising in the pack of gorillas.
I'd appreciate that. You know, what's it called? Penguins. If they find abandoned penguin eggs, they'll just start raising them.
Yeah.
You got something to say?
No.
Alright, gotcha. So we're going to do a little bit of Would You Rather. I'm just going to do a quick test real quick. So we're going to go into a song and then do some Would You Rather.
Why do we have so many coffee songs?
See, he noticed it, guys. Because we're tired. We need some coffee. We already got through most of them, but we're going to go into Talk To Me by Cave Town.
Every single one of the songs has a C in it, except for two.
Look at that comment, Trent.
Come inside. talk to me.
Just be-
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio.
At 90.7 FM, broadcasting to Catskill, Lake Huron, Hudson.
See, this guy's got it down. DJ Big Mac.
And I forgot one more thing. WGXC.
There we go. And today, we're putting these three DJs. We also have
DJ Rizzler
and
DJ Pepper.
We're putting them against each other. We're going to see who has the most brains out of the three DJs.
Mommy says I'm special, so I think I do.
See, as a DJ myself, I don't have a brain. But I don't know about you guys. So we're gonna run it real quick.
When I did a test, I had like an IQ of like 160 or something.
That's not bad at all. But are you smarter than a fifth grader?
500.
Yes.
Alright, we're gonna see who really is. We got team 1, team 2, team 3. We're just gonna do team 1, team 2, team 3. And we're gonna have a certain amount of questions, and we're gonna see who knows the most.
I have a feeling this is just gonna be the stupidest questions on earth.
No, I ran through them quick before the show. It's it ranges. So
it ranges.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Would you like to do 100 through 500? You can pick any.
I'll do 500.
He's going in quick.
Oh, that's pretty easy. And it's the judicial, the executive, and the commercial.
But which one is the president part?
Oh, the presidential. What was the second one I said?
So, the question is, according to the U.S. Constitution, the president is part of which of the three branches of government?
Executive branch, I think. Executive. Executive functioning, how about that? I know it's not.
You're thinking about it way too hard.
I think we kind of
get it. Oh, wait, I did.
I can give that to you.
I did get that right. All
right. So DJ Big Mac coming in strong with a 500-point lead.
If I'm being honest, I thought I had that 200. Wrong.
200.
200. All right, we're going to go for 200. Number considered to be a baker's dozen. Wait, what am I seeing? Am I seeing somebody trying to help his opponent? That's some sportsmanship.
Isn't it 13?
Wrong, sadly.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, what?
There we go. So do we have our answer? He's still locking in.
Okay, I think I gotta go.
Oh, you think you gotta go?
No, I think I gotta go for this answer.
What is it? What is the largest country by population?
You can say it out loud.
2024?
Yeah, 2024.
Wait. You can say it out loud. We already got the other answer.
Oh, no, I was thinking from the 2025. Okay.
Both of you guys said China. I think it might be India.
So, what does that mean? We keep going?
Yep. Since both of you got it wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
Secretly, I'm the winner. No, I'm playing. Which blood type is known as the universal recipient? You know blood types?
No.
Ooh, then this might be over.
Type C?
But I don't think that's fair.
Bro's got a type.
No, type A.
Bro's got a charger blood.
He's got the type
A. No. Can I check my answer since I already locked mine in?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Universal receiver?
Recipient.
I don't know.
So, yeah.
This is, unfair.
So think of, gotta take a shot in the dark. Name a random one.
I don't even know what they're called.
You got type A, type B, type AB, type O negative, type O positive.
AB positive and AB negative.
There we go.
I think I know. Type AB.
Recipient.
Positive or negative?
Positive or negative, my friend.
Positive.
Well, it just says...
It just says AB vaguely. Should we...
I think he's got it.
He did have it right. It was AB positive. I had O negative because I thought it was universal donation.
Mm.
So, because any blood type can take O negative.
So, there we go. We got the official Jeopardy champion.
Yay!
That's crazy.
Yay!
You win a prize.
That was intense.
You win a prize.
What prize?
I don't know. Maybe a soda. We'll see. I will make sure to get you a treat, maybe a candy or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, now, it is almost the end of our show. We got 10 minutes left. So, we're going to chill, laugh, and just do some Would You Rathers until, 5 minutes, and then we're going to play out to some music. This kid's smart.
I took my blood test. Not the test they need, but in living environment this year.
Did you pass?
Yes, I passed with an 82.
Heck yeah.
And I passed my geometry regions with a 71.
That's what's up. So, would you like to read this, DJ Big Mac?
Only be able to play one game from each game studio, or only be able to play the games made by one game studio?
Ooh.
As in what type of studio? Are we talking a franchise like Xbox or PlayStation?
Yeah, we're going to go with that. We're going to go with that.
Xbox. I'm doing the only be able to play games from one studio.
What about you guys?
I might have to go with only be able to play one game from each studio.
No. You don't want to do that.
Why?
You don't want to do that.
Because you can only play with two games.
Xbox is Microsoft. Microsoft has every single game.
Not Nintendo.
Nintendo can suck it.
Hey, we're not saying that.
I might love Mario, but...
I love Mario.
Alright, fine. I'll go with only be able to play the games made by one studio.
What about you, DJ Pepper?
I'm going to say play a game from one studio.
And it seems that... You guys are in the minority. 29% of people.
I've always been in my... No,
agree. So would you guys rather sneeze uncontrollably for 15 minutes every day at random? Or suddenly become completely naked for 5 minutes once a month?
Do you know what? Is it random?
Random.
Oh, no.
I'd rather sneeze for
15
minutes.
Nah. I thought it would become completely naked.
I would rather do the naked one.
Really?
Yes.
Bruh, I'll be hanging out in my room all of a sudden, and I'll just turn out booty naked.
It would be a spectacle, because it's like just sudden, like a magician trick.
I'm gonna just...
I'm thinking sneeze uncontrollably.
Like a 2-second warning? Where
nope.
Nope. 2 seconds, like, can't do anything.
Nope.
So you're like, watch this trick.
Just random.
Oh, my clothes are off.
Just completely random.
Yeah.
See, I'm picking sneeze uncontrollably for 15 minutes.
I'm doing the 5 minutes of naked.
That's crazy. The reason I'm picking sneeze is because, I'm going to be honest, sneezing doesn't even feel that bad. Sneezing is cool. Like, maybe that's just a...
For 15 minutes long, though.
15 minutes is a long time, but what if you're at a...
I bet.
What if you're at a...
Perfect. Now I know 15 minutes is a long time.
What if you're at your little sister's graduation party?
Literally.
Oh, no. Does that make you change your mind?
Oh, God.
Nah.
Does that make you change your mind?
That's just... Oh, God.
So... 69% of people said sneeze uncontrollably.
Sweet, nice. 69, nice.
So,
yo.
One of the last questions.
I know what you meant by that.
No, you just.
69 is just a funny number.
Would you guys rather control time or control the weather?
Control the weather for sure.
Time. Because I would go back and fix all my embarrassing moments.
But then once.
But then again.
Then you won't have anything to learn from.
But then you'll still remember it when you're back in normal time. And whenever you try and mention that, no one's going to know. So you'll be completely out of tune. And another thing is, you'll just break the space-time continuum by doing that.
That's so true.
Because, like, you'll... If you...
Let's talk...
Like,
have
we not learned anything from Family Guy? With Stewie and Brian, how if you touch a rock, you're running from dinosaurs?
You want to know what he asked me? He asked me if Sans was from Family Guy.
No, you gotta understand this, though.
No, there's no understanding this. How does a pixelated skeleton come from...
No, because there's all these games, and there's people saying this.
I need to understand. Where does a pixelated skeleton come into play in Family Guy?
DJ Pepper, what's your opinion on this?
Me, personally... I don't watch movies.
It's not even a movie. Oh my god.
No, but I've watched it before.
It doesn't matter though. I'm just surrounded by buffoons.
So, me personally, I'd rather control time. Because that means I can spend a whole day not working, playing guitar, and I could just speed up when I'm working. So, it will feel like boom. Like a 9-hour shift will feel like 5 seconds. I've been working since 8:15 a.m. I need a break. I'm 6 feet from the edge.
You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live